Shares in the New York investment bank Lehman Brothers tumbled again today as confidence in the company evaporated. Lehman shares have fallen 95% in the past year, and that's due to the credit crisis that has intensified and also real estate investments that have gone sour. The Treasury and the Federal Reserve are reportedly helping to broker a deal to sell Lehman, the country's fourth largest investment bank. NPR's John Itzty has been looking into how the sale could take shape, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
Hi, Robert.
One big development today, word that Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson has put his foot down, saying no government money for a sale or bailout of the firm.
That's right. This morning, people who wanted to be described as sources familiar with Secretary Paulson's thinking said he adamantly was opposed to any government funds being used to resolve the situation. The implication here is that the potential buyers of Lehman were asking for some government backing similar to the $29 billion the Fed put on the line to rescue Bear Stearns back in March.
Well, what's the big difference between Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers? Why was it necessary to put up government money to bail out Bear Stearns, in Secretary Paulson's view, but not necessary for Lehman?
Well, the sources say that Paulson believes there are two major differences. First is that Bear Stearns' failure happened quite rapidly. It was like a bank run, a panic. But in the case of Lehman, Paulson believes that the firms have had 6 months to prepare for this possible event. It's certainly true that right after the Bear Stearns episode, concern about Lehman began to mount. So if firms were overexposed financially to Lehman, they've had plenty of time to adjust. The second thing is that Paulson thinks there should be no taxpayer funds committed because Lehman has access to a whole line of credit at the Federal Reserve that was created after Bear Stearns' failure just to help firms in distress and provide a more orderly resolution. It's called the Primary Dealer Credit Facility. Primary dealers are the Wall Street firms like Lehman, who are securities dealers who make the market for U.S. stocks and bonds.
Well, doesn't that, in fact, amount to taxpayer money being put at risk for Lehman, even though Secretary Paulson says there isn't going to be any?
Well, the terms of the loans make it unlikely the taxpayers would get stuck. First, they're one-day loans that have to be renewed on a daily basis, and they require collateral. That collateral could be any number of assets from U.S. government treasury bonds to mortgage-backed securities.
That doesn't sound very
it doesn't,
encouraging
does it?
Or confidence-building. Mortgage-backed securities are at the heart of the whole financial mess.
Yes, they are. But the securities pledged for these loans would be independently valued at the current market price every day. So I think there's some taxpayer exposure here, but not particularly large.
Well, back to the plight of Lehman Brothers. Is it likely to find a buyer if the U.S. government declines to put any money on the table?
Well, that's the big question. But according to news reports, there are a number of significant suitors, among them Bank of America and Barclays, the British bank. In fact, the Financial Times is reporting that the Bank of America, the investment bank J.C. Flowers, and China Investment Company are considering a possible joint bid for Lehman Brothers. Now, China Investment Company is China's sovereign wealth fund, and it would be spending the Chinese government's money. So the U.S. government is declining to bail out one of the bastions of capitalism, but if this report is true, it could be that Lehman Brothers ends up being saved by the communists in Beijing.
And we'd expect that they want to resolve all this over the weekend, I assume.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. It could happen this weekend, much like Fannie and Freddie bailout, but it could take longer. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you, John. NPR's economics correspondent, John Itzty.